from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KSC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Look, we always move forward in radio. We're not supposed to look back. However, every once in a while you get a text that makes you need to reflect just a little bit. From the 916, keep in mind, they said the segment was fantastic, but also added, that last segment was like the Muppet Show, but with real people.
What does that mean?
That's the best testimonial I've ever heard about this show.
I don't
ever.
Reggie, I often agree with you. I've often said that.
You have often said that.
I don't have a clue what it means. Is that a good thing? Is it a bad thing?
It's all of those things encompassed. Like, it's just all the goods and the bads of a Muppet Show, except with real people, exist on the KNC Masterpiece.
Like Muppet Babies?
No, you never watched the Muppet Show?
Yeah.
It's real.
I remember the movies,
with real,
right?
Muppets.
The Muppet movies.
You're thinking of cartoons.
Yeah, Muppet Babies.
Yeah, Muppet Babies was a cartoon.
All right. Well, you know what? If that person texts back in and explains it to me, I'd appreciate it. But
text in if you think you know what that person was talking about.
Yeah.
877-881-1053.
I can see some people saying yes.
Text in to the show.
All right.
Also, go on to the Odyssey app and you can submit things there. You can also listen to the show on YouTube and Twitch. We appreciate you, all the YouTube and Twitch viewers and listeners out there.
Absolutely agree with all of that.
Which one do you like more, Kevin? YouTube, Twitch, or the fan text?
Because I can't say the same, right?
You can.
Oh, I like them all the same.
You sounded like you were lying.
Our Twitch is dying.
Oh, what? No. Hold on. We'll get back to that off air or at some other point. All right. In the meantime, good try, though. Let's go ahead and play cut number two, because I feel like my excitement for this team is just being taken away daily.
Great. Pennington nods in Himes' direction. Bases loaded, two out. Tie game in the bottom of the 10th. The 2-0 pitch. Swing and a ball driven up the alley in left center field. Leone going over. Can't get there. It falls for the base hit. And the Red Sox walk off the Rangers here tonight by the final of 5-4 in 10 innings.
So the Rangers, who are 3-9 in their last 12 games, I believe they're now 8.5 back in the division. Are you guys having any fun watching this team? Because
I wish I could see you.
Yeah, I was just watching yesterday, and when the Rangers scored in the top of the 10th, I was like, okay, here we go. And I was really mad when Garabito didn't get that third strike that was like right on the bottom of the strike zone. But then they showed like 8 different replays and all this amazing technology that really hammered home that it should have been a strike. And I was thinking about that. But the second things started to go wrong, I was like, well, it looks like the Rangers are going to lose again. And I realized I have not had fun watching this team in a minute.
Yeah, it was the Chafin inning last night where I turned the TV off and walked away. And like my in-laws were over. And I was excited about the inning to start. I was very excited that he was in. Although there was a moment where I was like, Mally actually had some good moments tonight. But The Chafin inning, all that happens. The
did
walks.
Did he even get an out?
I don't know. I don't think he did.
16 pitches. Four strikes, or was it 16 balls in four strikes?
Okay, I immediately, it was one of the walks that I just, the Boston fans were going insane, and I just turned the TV off, walked away, talked to the in-laws. I came back to it, but I had to take a break from it, man. And the only, I'd had to do that last year at times during the playoffs because the intensity was so good that I had to like, I had to breathe. But no, right now, Kevin, I'm struggling to find the joy in watching this because they're not the at-bats aren't competitive. The defense isn't as good as I want it to be. And the pitching isn't keeping up with what it's into the bargain either.
Yeah. He threw 16 pitches, four strikes.
Oh, bad.
Walked
bad.
Four guys.
Oh yeah. Cause maybe was one of them an intentional walk then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm
it just, yeah, no, it doesn't make sense. Cause you're like, he had to throw 20 pitches to walk four guys if he threw four strikes, but
and I was even
able to accomplish it in 16 pitches. So.
I was really excited about Chafin when they made that deal. I was hopeful that Pennington, and he still could be, but that Pennington would be part of your bullpen next year. And then since
I think he will be.
Yeah. But like the way you say that is now the way he'll be part of your bullpen. Not you're like, hey, I know we lost Lorenzen, but we picked up another piece. And it feels like it's been a while. And the last time I can think of just off the top of my head that this team was fun, some of that fun gets taken away retroactively because it was that sweep against the White Sox. That was super fun. But now you see, obviously, the White Sox were in the midst of a historical losing streak, and that's still the only series you've lost in the second half. You've won, excuse me, in the second half. And outside of just not being competitive, it just, some of these games are tough.
Bello came into the game with a 5.16 ERA, the pitcher for the Red Sox. And he goes six innings, four hits, one run. We make everybody look great on the mound. Now, did Bello have a good game? He had a great game. Maybe the best game of the year that he's pitched all year. How many times do we have to say that? They're not throwing all great pitches and we're just the most unlucky team in the history of baseball.
Yeah.
We make guys with five ERAs look so good on the mound.
And it's so infuriating.
Yeah, and there's nothing. So it's just frustrating watching the Rangers. I'm with you because I'm just like, come on, guys. This ERA suggests that if Bello pitches five innings, you should score three runs.
Yeah.
That's what the ERA suggests. On average, that's what you should do. If you beat the average, you knock them out before five innings and you score four runs. But the average should have said, after five innings, Brian Bello will give up three runs. That's what he averages. And the season's almost over. So that's what the average is. Instead, like last game, Kansas City. I'm just looking at this. 4 2/3 for Brian Bello. Gave up three runs. Like, that's what should have happened.
Yeah.
That's what the ERA suggests. But it just, it's tough, Corey. I love this team. I love the Rangers. I want them to do well. I know that their playoff chances are over and done. And I'm going on two trips in September, and I'm excited about going on those trips. But those games will just be watching
1.1%, Mike. We still got 1.1% chance.
But those games will be about, like, Wyatt Langford, hopefully Josh Young accumulating some stats because he stayed healthy in August and September. You know, you'll just kind of pick – you'll just look at guys and be like, hey, I'm picking out this, and hopefully this goes well.
Okay, one of them – one of those future things, because I do want to get back to the hitting part of it in a minute, but one of those future things. Yesterday, Kevin, the most exciting part of the game was the highlights of Jacob deGrom pitching on the mound with nobody in the stadium.
It's tough to argue that.
And so in my mind, though, I'm thinking to myself, that's awesome that he might be back on the mound here before the season's over, but he's going to be in 1-0 games and going to be on the nothing side of it. So it's going to be him out there doing.
He's used to that. That's what happened in New York,
and that's what happened to Randy Johnson his whole career too. Like, it's going to be, I'm doing everything I can to keep the, you know, to get a win here, and we can't score any runs on the hitting side of it. Somebody did ask about our hitting coach, and Tim Hyers was the hitting coach last year, and he's the hitting coach this year. He was, I mean, they were on fire to start the season last year, and then somehow the offense disappeared. And I know we had some moments, Kevin, where Our bullpen blew a bunch of games too, but the offense just disappeared for a bit and then revived during the playoffs.
Yeah.
This season, it just hasn't looked like it's existed at all. And I always thought maybe there's an adjustment he's waiting on for later in the season. We've run out of time for that. I don't know that he has a different plan, and I'm not sure what it is. That maybe he's sitting there banging his head up against the wall going, I'm telling these guys to do this, and they're going out there and they're just swinging at everything. But they had competitive at-bats during the World Series. They had competitive at-bats during the playoffs, and they're not doing anything like that now.
I think, to your point, they're not going to get rid of Tim Hyers because he is a world champion hitting coach. But next year will be a critical year for him and for all coaches. But now you're not the defending world champs. And here's the deal. You can't change all the players. That's why coaches get fired that sometimes don't deserve to be fired. I can fire one guy and hope that it affects the 13 hitters. But there's going to be three, maybe, I won't say up to five, because I'm going to count Evan Carter as part of the team right now. There's going to be three or four new everyday players in your lineup next year. So you're not bringing back this lineup or somewhat close to this lineup. There will be three, if not four, new everyday players on this team and not brought in by super big money. Look, if you're expecting the Rangers to like solve the problem with financial, don't count on it. So I look at it and go for the hitting coaches, because there's multiple ones on the team, but Tim Hyers is considered the main guy. Is next year, I think that they're going to expect much better results, because they're going to be like, look, we're going to change three or four of these guys, not by bringing in Vladimir Guerrero Jr. or Juan Soto, but then it's like, if you have another year where you bat under 240, another year where you're in the bottom third of runs per game, then I think you look and go, all right, well, let's maybe bring in new voices and maybe a new philosophy to help out the younger guys offensively.
You guys just said financially, don't bet on the Rangers.
I wouldn't.
Buying players, adding that way.
I think they will have a less salary on the team next year than they do have on the team this year.
And that, in my mind, Kevin, is Ray Davis sitting back in his chair, and he's like, all right, how do I pitch this and save some money at the same time? And he's like, hey, Chris Young, that was a blast winning a World Series with that team. How much fun would it be to grow and develop a team? You should try that approach. That'll be cheaper for us. But how much fun would it be to see these guys grow and develop? And we can have control over a lot of them at some point. That's how I see it in my mind, is Ray Davis going, how much fun would that be? And Chris Young's like, it wouldn't be fun.
Commissioner of baseball.
Let's go act like a big market team again. Let's continue to do that.
I think it'll be tough, because I do know around 2016, that was the last year the Rangers had the best record in the American League in 2016 and got swept out of the playoffs by Toronto. Well, there was this thought in the Rangers organization based off of John Daniels and his somewhat scouting department. We have a stud minor league system. People don't recognize it yet because they're all in A ball. But in 2020 and 21, all of these guys are going to develop, or most of them. There'll be a few that fall off, but most of these guys are going to develop, and we are going to have a heck of a team around 2020-21. And then it got to be 2020 and 21, and you looked around, and you're like, literally zero of them developed. Like, zero. Zero of them developed. And so I think that wasn't Ray Davis selling John Daniels. That was the opposite. But Ray Davis also in that time wasn't wanting to spend a lot of money on players. And then it was like, well, wait, aren't we in 2017? You said this was going to happen and none of this is happening. And so then that's when they decided, all right, at the end of 21, we're going to spend money on Marcus Semien. We're going to spend money on John Gray. We're going to spend money on Corey Seager. You know, they started going, look, nothing developed. So I can't put my faith in we can develop players and build a winning team. So it'd be interesting, Corey, and I'm not saying you're wrong. It might be the case this offseason. We're like, let's develop a team that doesn't cost a lot of money. Let's Tampa Bay Rays this thing. Let's, in a way, let's Baltimore Oriole this thing. Let's just get Adley Rutschman, Gunnar Henderson, Westberg, Jackson Holliday, Grayson Rodriguez, even like Cedric Mullins, who's getting a little bit older. He was developed. Let's get Ryan Mountcastle, who was developed. They just have a whole team of developed players. Well, the problem is one, they were really crappy for a while, but then they hit on so many draft picks and so many guys. What if you develop like the Detroit Tigers? Like, hey, let's draft Casey Mize and Spencer Torkelson, number one. Both those guys are horrible.
Yeah.
Like, so you might go, hey, let's do it. And then you're the Detroit Tigers. Like, man, we had the number one pick and they both stunk. Like, they both either got hurt or can't play in this league. So I don't know. Like, I think that it would be scary for Ray Davis to go down that path again because he was kind of told that path.
Yeah.
What was that, 7-8 years ago?
Yeah.
And that path led to literally nothing developing in the organization.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we got a fun CeeDee Lamb story. We'll get some Mike Likes It. Plus, what would be the toughest and I guess easiest Summer Olympic sport for the average person to do? 877-881-1053, Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney. Text line, we'll do it next, right here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. I know the Olympics are over, but I was curious for y'all. 877-881-1053. Also want to hear from folks on the YouTube, on the Twitch. Ranking the Summer Olympic sports based on how terrible it would be for the average person.
Oh, okay.
So there's a group of...
Summer Olympics only?
Yes, Summer Olympics only. There is a group of 39 sports here from... I guess number 39 would be the most accessible for the average person, whereas number one would be the least accessible. So y'all can go with what you think will be the easiest or the least hardest, I guess, maybe. I mean, because you can't really look at the Olympics and be like, oh, that would be easy.
Well, part of me is like, obviously it's cycling because riding a bike.
What?
But then it's like, not everybody can ride a bike.
So. I'd be great at the first part of speed cycling when you're supposed to be losing. I'd be really good at
trampoline. I would tramp all day. I would be the best tramper out there.
Bet you would.
You jump up in the air and land on a trampoline. There's no fear. There should be no fear landing on a trampoline.
Now, I do want to warn you for the purposes of this, and I was reading something on The Ringer about it. They lazily put track and field together as one sport.
Do they call it athletics?
No, they just... Kind of. They just said track and field.
Well, I feel like you have to, right? Because it's like 320-something events over 39 sports. And so, it's like, yeah, that's going to be impossible to rank.
Now, their answer for the easiest sport for a regular human to do.
Breakdancing.
Speedwalking?
Canoe and kayak.
What? That's difficult.
I agree. And I actually think...
they're all going to be difficult here.
I think it's handball. I was watching handball, and here's the thing I learned. You do not have to give much of any effort if you're a handball goalie. They're like, you know what? You're going to give up 70 goals or whatever, maybe 60 per game. But you watch some of these shots, and the goalie, like, slightly will move their right arm or will just a little bit move their body to the left. Like, the effort is really lazy, and I figured if you ever... You know, if that's the acceptable level, you could probably pull it off, at least as a goalie.
Wait, they have to sprint on and off the court, though, because sometimes they pull the goalie, but then put them back on after they score. Is that correct?
I have to admit, I did not see that happen in a handball match, but I cannot dispute that it does happens. Happen.
Okay. But that didn't remind me. Like, we did a lot of joking about the legend that is Ray Gunn. Where is breaking on this list?
I see... But she got 0 points and lost. So sure. I understand your point.
How did she get 0 points?
But I mean,
because
are we
she
expecting
didn't actually
any...
do any breakdancing moves?
Are we expecting anybody to actually compete like real life in any of these? Because if that's the expectation, then they all tie for one.
Yeah.
It's being difficult.
Yeah. We're not actually competing in any of these. It's just like, which of these can you get through and make
it? No, I agree. Which one would you do less worse at than the rest? And
I feel like breaking's in there,
okay,
right?
Okay. Feel free. I'm going to stick with handball as
my
answer.
And I think that's a great answer as well.
What say you guys? Oh, from the 204.
Well, handball, I would say,
I just said trampoline.
If you're just giving goalie, I would say, yeah, that would probably... not be the easiest, but there's not a lot expected of you in that, it feels like. So I'm with you on that. I love riding my stationary bike. I have rode a road bike before. I would get cremated by those
people.
Like, I would lose by an hour.
But
I bet.
Feel like you'd be better suited
but
for could, that than
I
a
could
lot
keep,
of things.
I could keep going. Like, I'm a horrible runner. One of the worst for me would be like marathon running, any type of like decathlon or type of like these long endurance events. Now, I guess I would be for the cycling. That's an endurance event, but I feel like I could do that. I could finish the race. If you ask me to do a marathon, I'll finish it tomorrow.
But it'll get
but
done.
I'm going to be walking.
And I'm not running most of the time. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of walking there. To get that done. So here's the thing, too. I'm the best diver in my house.
Okay.
Adrian can't dive, all right? Mike, we've discussed this. I tried. Put my arm out and having her jump over it and all that stuff. I've tried all these things.
What height are you diving from, buddy?
The pool level.
Oh, yeah. No, you're...
Okay, hold on. Hold on, though.
Cooked.
Lucy taught her to dive.
Ooh.
This summer, we taught her to dive. Avery did not know how to dive. Taught him. Carter... He was like, you guys are all idiots. Watch me dive. He dived perfectly.
Oh, wow.
But I have dove. I've jumped off of a diving board into the water and done like a flip to try to dive before. I make splashes. I'm just going to make a splash, all right? It's going to splash when I do it.
Well, your body type, I don't think they decided would be best for the high dive.
Exactly.
And small splashes.
I will admit, so, Kevin, I don't see a lot of representation of myself
in
the
diving
competition.
So, Kevin, I'm going to say that diving, while it seems like super easy for me to jump off a board into the water, is the most difficult for me.
From the 817, if you ask Bobby's dumbass, he would say golf is the easiest in the Olympics. Woo!
But I feel like that's one of the games that's most accessible just generally that people actually do, right? When we talk about golf, maybe table tennis.
And I'm with you on that because...
Table tennis, I don't think I'd ever touch the ball after they hit it.
Oh, yeah, like, no, you're looking insane.
That is probably true. But when you talk about golf... I think about the accessibility of that versus number three in terms of the most difficult for the average person to jump into would be boxing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I could see how you go golf. I don't know how often you just go out there and spar. And I know I'm sure there are people listening right now who definitely do that. But I would argue probably not as many as folks who golf. From the
we're going on the easy end. Have we not gotten to the difficult end? Because I feel like I want to throw water polo in here immediately.
Boxing is third most difficult. Here's the top five. Wrestling, rugby, boxing. Water polo is number two.
Thank you.
And I kind of get the point of number one. All right, so water polo is two. They put surfing as number one. And one of the things I did think about is like...
Sharks. You're like out there in the ocean.
Yeah, you're in the ocean. So like at least I know I'm contained in a pool where there's like not a wave that's going to suck me under or a shark is going to bite me
or
whatever.
You just push the shark away.
You
just push him by the nose out of the way.
Is that how that works?
I've seen
those stupid
videos.
The shark, hey man, this is Olympics right now.
Yeah.
Come back later.
What happens when the shark isn't swimming so slow and seems to be more attacking you? I feel like the people that do that, the shark isn't like going to attack. He's just kind of swimming.
It's in the water. Just grab him by the nose and push him away.
That is where the shark lives. He has the advantage.
He doesn't have hands.
Okay, but if a shark broke into your house, wouldn't you think he had the advantage because it's your house?
Yeah, I have feet. How did he get in
stupid Sharknado movie? Like they could live out of the water.
I don't think I've ever actually watched one of those movies.
I've seen like highlights.
Have you seen what the country of Botswana has done for Letsile Tebogo?
The sprinter.
The sprinter who won gold?
I did not.
30,000 people showed up at the country's biggest stadium to welcome him home.
Hell yeah, man.
Whoa, that's cool.
They got a second public holiday in a week for this. So that they could celebrate the gold medal. And we have all these people like coming back to America, and we're just like, congratulations, guys. Like, good job.
That is super cool.
30,000 people has the key. What are we supposed to do? He's not even here.
Somebody said the most difficult would be high jump. Would you rather do high jump or pole vault? Because I think I'd rather do the high jump. Like, I'll fail at both.
Absolutely.
But I think I'd rather do the high jump than the pole vault.
A little bit less altitude.
Yes, exactly.
And there's just so many other intangibles with the pole vault.
But that's not number one for you.
No.
Number one for you is the equestrian.
Nope.
Because you would die.
Oh, yeah, I would die. I can't do it.
You'd be in trouble.
Yeah, I would die.
Because the horse jumping?
Well, I'm deathly allergic to horses, Mike, so I would die.
How do you know?
The doctors told me.
What if this has been an elaborate bit by a doctor?
Are you insinuating, Mike, that the doctor is just having
some fun? You literally are married to a doctor.
Yeah.
A lot of times, whenever it comes to doctoring things, you say, my wife is a doctor.
What age?
I asked her.
Hold on. Wait. Hold on.
What age did they tell you?
Mike, will you please do me a favor?
26.
Would you consider going home and recording and asking your wife if she ever does bits with her patients? Like, do you ever tell someone they're allergic to something?
I'll ask. My issue today is after this is over, I'm doing pre and post, so I won't see my wife till about 10:15 at night, and she will be in bed asleep.
Yeah.
From the 817, Corey, I went on a 911 call one time where a kid fell on the trampoline, and the rebound of the trampoline snapped both of his forearms to right angles.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, so you're in trouble there. Hey, you weren't allergic to horses till you were 26?
I didn't know any. I'd never been around horses.
In your whole life?
Whole life. Never ridden a horse.
So how do you
say? Ferry horses.
You just went to a doctor like, you won't
believe
this. I went
to the allergist.
You're allergic to horses. Like, never been around one.
I went to the allergist.
You're in Texas. That's how we get to school.
That is not true. That's a stereotype.
Nope, I haven't heard that before.
I saw the MLB All-Star game.
We are riding horses. We did not ride horses to school.
Why didn't they make the players?
Yeah, right down Mockingbird.
I didn't live in Fort Worth.
Here's a little Mike likes it. Why didn't they make the players come out of the dugout on horses when they announced who they were playing for?
Because they did have some horses.
Yeah, they had horses in the outfield. Make the players ride horses out there. They should have taken their position with a horse.
Sequel.
Take your position. That would have been Texan. I mean, they wanted to Texan it up. They should have made him ride horsies to their position. At least have the horsey take them to the mound when they make a pitching change.
Where did Coming equestrian in the game, fall? Horsey. Is equestrian kind of like middle of the pack here?
Are you asking an equestrian?
I don't think you're allergic to horses.
Okay.
I like the idea this has been an elaborate bit. Just a doctor was
like... You got around a horse and you got really sick?
Yes, I have been around horses like on carriage rides and at the state fair. And my throat swells up, my eyes start to itch, everything.
What about cows?
No.
What about ponies?
It's a horse, Mike.
What about donkeys?
Donkeys, yes. Because there was a donkey at a wedding once. And I went over and I was like, I want to ride this donkey.
Whose wedding?
It was Adrian's. Candace was Adrian's friend's name. It was in like Louisville.
She rode in on a donkey?
No.
It's a good guess. Good question.
There was a donkey at the wedding.
And I had to use an EpiPen. So I did.
Was the donkey a guest?
No, it was on the farm at the place.
Gotcha. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I'm going to try to transition out of this.
Why? I thought
you were allergic to anything, Kevin?
What's happening right now? I'm allergic to that.
Oh.
Let's talk about CeeDee Lamb. Oh. He's not with...
He's allergic to contracts.
He's not with Cowboys right now. Mike, do you think there's anyone in the world who finds you funnier than you?
877-881-1053 if you think Mike is funny.
All right.
Yeah, I got to see this.
Okay.
I'm on YouTube. I'm looking at YouTube. The last thing I see was D Mavs, but how was the kid cowboy have a kid at 40? Was it tough?
All right.
There's a heart in the way.
All right. We'll
can't read it all.
Try to answer that.
YouTube, answer me.
In the meantime, CeeDee Lamb appeared via Zoom to a fantasy draft where somebody had the number one overall pick and they were going to draft CeeDee Lamb.
That's awesome.
His friends set it up, so let's go to the audio. This is CeeDee Lamb surprising a lucky fan.
I am taking the best receiver in the NFL, CeeDee Lamb, baby! Woo! How about them Cowboys? Let's go!
George.
What?
Oh!
Yo, Steve, what up, bro? Jerry gotta pay you, man.
That was his first words when he saw the Zoom, was like, CD,
Kevin,
Jerry's gotta pay.
You do agree. Not play fantasy football.
True.
But if people paid for you to show up on their Zooms for their fantasy football,
hell yeah,
how much would you charge?
I figure like there's my possibility. It's kind of donation thing. We could figure it out.
All right. That's probably, I did that for a fantasy baseball team. I did not ask anything. They all, there were at least three people that donated to my possibilities.
Okay.
So that was really cool. So that is a thing that's a cool thing, man, to have your fantasy group and the CeeDee Lamb shows up in the Zoom. That's awesome.
Now, Mike, there's a lot of people who think you are very funny, but I'm going to cherry pick some of these reviews. From the 254, Mike is hilarious in a cringy way, like a train wreck that you can't totally look away from.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
So like Ray Gun?
Like yes.
I don't mind that at all. I want to learn those moves.
I think that you should. But yes, the consensus appears to be, Mike, that you are hilarious. And I agree. Sometimes in the moment, I disagree. But for the most part, I think you're a very, very funny human being.
Thanks, man.
No problem. All right. So just the bottom five, since we told you the top five easiest sports for people to do, or excuse me, the five hardest. Here are the five easiest. Canoe and kayak, basketball, and basketball 3-on-3, handball, soccer, and shooting. I did see multiple people mention like,
hey, shooting a gun.
Yeah, we got plenty of guns around here, so they think they could do shooting. Maybe not that one Italian guy, but still. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now,
oh God,
as if we didn't kind of already start it, it's time for Mike Likes It.
All right. I'm going to continue the allergy situation. Okay. I believe you. It's weird that we're allergic to animals, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I get, like, plants... even, I guess, shellfish. A little weird, but it happens. Obviously, people die from shellfish allergy when they kind of don't know they have it.
Right.
Are you allergic to anything, Kevin?
I don't think so.
I'm also allergic to mold.
All mold? Like blue cheese is moldy cheese, and you like blue cheese.
I have to look back into that again. I take just like Allegra every day for it, so just to kind of help me. But that's
you take Allegra every day.
Every day.
Ooh. I'm allergic to cats.
And flavor, really? According to the text line.
Yes, I did see.
Yeah, a lot of people saying Kevin's allergic to flavor.
That's a fair point. I did see that. Yeah.
And cats. How do you know you're allergic to cats?
Because I lived with somebody who had cats, and I didn't realize that was an issue. Because I only had like one
other. Did you get itchy? Or
And my eyes would water up, and I would start to cough. Like, it wasn't as bad. Like, Corey sounds like a serious medical, like, you need to get to the hospital. For me, it was like uncomfortable, and it's sometimes kind of painful, but at no point was I gonna like die or anything.
I know this sounds stupid. I don't mind sounding stupid sometimes. Why would it be like horse and cat? I know that people are allergic to these things. I was having fun earlier with Corey, but you would think that you would be allergic to a lot of animals. Does that make sense? Like, if you're allergic to cat hair, why wouldn't you be allergic to dog hair?
That's a fascinating question.
And if you're allergic to horses, I don't know. Like, what in the horse hair? What's in the horse hair that's different than the cow hair?
I have no clue. I have zero. Because, and that's the thing, whenever I did this, they did the thing where they just hit you with all the little needles of everything. Mm-hmm. Elm, elk. Not elk. I don't even. Oak is what I meant. Other trees, pecans, stuff like that, everything. And then they were like, ooh, you're allergic to these things? We need to do 50 more of these little pokes. So I did 50 more. My arms were just covered. And the horse one, the welt on it was like this big.
Ooh.
And he was like,
what would you say that is? Like a
silver dollar size?
Yeah.
And they were like, that means that's bad. Like, that's four. Level four is what I think they said was the highest one. And I was like, okay, so like, what does that mean? He was like, don't be around horses. And I was like, so I can't ride a horse? And he said, only if there's a hospital next door. And I was like, all right. So
is that genetic?
I would think so, but none of my family is, man. Nobody in my family that I know of. So
allergy talk, huh? See, I'm funny.
You can just see the ratings bonuses coming in.
Oh, allergy talk. Okay, so
it's better than the other two topics you brought up off air.
What were they?
I'm not going to say.
Okay, because I forget a lot of what I say.
I could see that.
817, they say that you're not allergic to the hair with the cats. It's the dander.
The dander. It's horse dander is what I'm allergic to, too. Yeah.
So what exactly is a dander?
It's the dust that comes off of them.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's why you need Head and Shoulders, right?
That's dandruff, but I feel like that's
skin
also
flakes. Yeah. It's skin flakes and an animal's fur or hair.
Gotcha. All right. Cool.
Okay. Well, I guess if they were washed well, it'd be better. Okay. So this morning, I had breakfast with one of my good friends. I don't get to do this too often. I don't have tons of free time, but this is going to be a question that maybe you don't want to answer.
Oh.
Do you feel like you can talk to your wife the same way you can talk to maybe your best friend?
No.
Nah.
Why is that?
Different senses of humor. Mm. Maybe. She's gone through stuff that they haven't gone through, you know? Also, I've known these guys for like most of these guys since I was in elementary school, middle school. I don't know. I just don't feel like some of the jokes that we make is crass the right word?
Yes. And I want to give you an example. And I really hope that this doesn't, I don't mean for this to turn political at all, but it was based out of a political situation. So before the 2016 election, when the Trump tape came out and so many people said they
were. Home Alone 2?
Not Home Alone 2, okay. The locker room talk tape, I think is how it was. And there were some people who were like, this is the most shocking thing I've ever heard. I could see that for somebody who's running for president. But when I heard it, I was like, I have heard so much worse than that. Like, around guys or in the locker room or whatever. And I cannot imagine having a conversation like that with my wife. You know?
I'm with you guys. Like, you know, I can say things and share things with a few people in my life that I don't think I can have those conversations with my wife. I don't know if our wife, do you think our wives know that about us?
I think my wife realized it because I don't remember what it was, but once I said something that was probably like a little bit more towards I'm hanging out with my buddies, and she's like, what? And I was like, oh, I was just kidding. But that kind of like told me all I needed to know. So I don't know if they do.
Yeah, I think I may have said something that I would have said around my friends that she was like, you need to know your audience.
All
was,
you
while
have to,
we were dating, you know?
And all I was like, you have to do is make a mistake around like your wife that you would like maybe say to your friend. I don't know, it could be a crass joke or it could be like a, well, I don't think that, hopefully not that. But it's like, then you realize, oh, I have to, in a way, I have to be more protective of what I say around my wife than I do my good friend or best friend.
Yeah, but I kind of know
what I know what I want to talk about with her. You know, like, and every once in a while she'll surprise me and I'll be like, whoa, I didn't know you had that joke in you. And I'm like, that's pretty fun. So yeah, she gets more offended by things than I do. A lot easier. And I get maybe that has something to do with the fact that we see a lot of mean things on the fan text sometimes.
Man, that's
or on a
sure.
Reddit page. I don't know. And then every once in a while, like you're just like, you gotta let things go. But I like to make fun of everybody, Democrats, Republicans, whatever. It doesn't matter to me which side. I'm
horses.
Perfectly fine. Yeah, horses. I'll make fun of them. I think jokes are funny. And sometimes she's like, no, I don't agree with that. I'm like, well, I thought it was funny. So, yeah, I understand what you're saying there.
Okay. Reggie, you don't have this issue?
Well, he doesn't have a...
Is this...
Oh, go ahead.
We don't have to dive into it. Is there like... Is it just because of getting together with your friend that this all kind of sparked to mind? Was there something else?
Yeah, I guess recently it's kind of like I feel like I need to be more reserved at times. And I don't. Now, this is going to sound wrong, okay? So maybe men, you're following me here. Maybe women were educating you a little bit, or you're like, oh no, we feel this way. Because I think, before I answer your question, I think women obviously have they love talking. And they have friends that they share a lot of things with, right?
Yeah.
That I don't think they share with us. I'm assuming my wife has a lot of conversations with her friends that she would not have conversations with me about. But I feel like it's weird that they might not feel like we're doing the same thing. Or do you think they do know we're doing the same thing?
But it's
in different conversations.
It's a different way.
They're having a different conversation than we are with our best friend or whatever, but
yeah, there's been a couple of times where my wife has talked about some stuff that she talks about with her friends and she's like, don't you guys ever talk about that? And I'm like, not really.
Yeah, boy, she really wants to know how people's love lives are going, and I'm like, I don't talk about it. Hey, how's you know this person doing with this person?
Let her know.
Like,
her know the majors
don't talk
are
about
doing
that.
Great right now.
Okay,
right?
Nice. Yeah.
Thumbs up.
But
got back from California.
Yes, I feel like over the last, let's say, year or so, because this is going to sound wrong, and I don't want this to sound wrong, but this is the best way that I can say it, is not that I'm lying to my wife, but I don't think I can tell her everything and be as honest as I want to about what is happening inside of my head. You know, Max is over here, who's interning. He's like, yeah, I'd love to be inside your head a little bit because it's insane. And it is. I'd love to be able to share that with my wife. I can't share that with my wife. She cannot handle it. So do you think your wife can handle the things that maybe you talk to your therapist with? Do you think if you were just honest with her and say, these are things I'm going through, these are things I'm dealing with inside my head, I think your wife would be like, you're totally insane the way that my wife thinks that I am when I accidentally share with her things.
She has a different sense of like conflict resolution, I guess. And so I've told her, like to Corey's point, sometimes people will say mean stuff in the fan text or wherever else. And like, I'll tell her, oh, she's like, what are you doing? I was like, I was just thinking about how I'm a fat piece of ass. And she's like, please don't say that. But like, that's because that's not how she thinks. That is absolutely how I think and what goes through my mind. So some of those things I just keep to myself because she's like, oh, please don't talk to my husband like that. And I'm like, I appreciate the support. I do, but that's still what goes through my brain.
You go out to dinner with Sue, when you go out to dinner with Jess, do y'all Do you feel like you talk the whole time? Like it's a conversation, or do y'all like look at other? Is there quiet?
There's not a lot of, there's some quiet. You feel more comfortable being quiet there than maybe if you were going out with like, well, we haven't seen these people in a month or 2 months. And so there's like, well, we got to catch up and all these things. I feel like a lot of our conversations are just about our kids.
Yeah.
And what our schedule is coming up and like all of those things to try to figure out. Because like I said, like for the next Tuesday through Sunday, I'm not really going to see my wife. Just not. I'm going to be working from when I get here until 10 p.m. at night. I'll get home at somewhere between 10 p.m. and 11 p.m. at night for then from Tuesday through Sunday. I guess Sunday will be different because it'll just be a day game. But yeah, I mean, that's just so it's a lot of times like if we go out Sunday night for dinner when I get home from the Rangers Twins game, I might be like, hey, let's go get some food. And it's like catch up time because we haven't seen each other in 5 days.
I've seen people. I've been out at dinners and seen people sitting next to us that never talk to each other.
Yeah.
What is that relationship like where they decided to go out to dinner and didn't say a word to each other? They sat down. They didn't look happy that they were sitting there, never talked, ate their food, maybe looked at their phone just a little bit and took off. I'm like, maybe that was his plan. Maybe he's like, you're going to be quiet. Or maybe she said that you're going to be quiet at this. I don't know. But that seems like a very lonely relationship. I do find myself with Adrian, we're looking around, we're like, you know, we're talking about things. We do kind of create stories sometimes, but there is a lot of talking about the kids, the schedule, what's going on. A lot of times I do have to tell her, we're not talking work tonight. I can't talk work. I can't talk about your work, not even my work. We're just talking about other things.
Do you ever say like this is a no kid zone then too? Because my wife and I will do that sometimes where we get caught up as like, hey, Noah's got to do this and don't forget Brandon. This is like.
And we did that back in the day.
Yeah, we'll have times when they're like, let's just not talk about the kids.
Now there's so much like that excites us about what they're doing that there is. But yeah, there's definitely. Maybe Mike, here's the other thing I've decided because when we took the kids out of town a while back, they didn't go out as much as we wanted them to. Said, all right, that's it. I'm done taking the kids on vacation now.
Oh, it was the one where you said, let's take them, and she didn't want to, and now you've decided she was right.
No more kids going on vacation, Kevin. So that is going to be time for us to focus on, you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
I don't say it explicitly.
Please don't say it explicitly.
Friendship.
Your video games.
No, you can't play video games on vacation.
You sure can.
I'm not taking that with me. I gotta pack it and everything and then check my luggage.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. What a fascinating edition of Mike Likes It. Coming up next, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Let's talk mayonnaise next on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.